AM 1450 KATE Football Friday. Big playoff game coming up tonight for a Northwood Kensett. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about the win that got him into the postseason as well, as Dave Capitani, head coach of Northwood Kensett, joins us. And Dave, a good afternoon, and thank you for the time.
Well, thanks for having me, Aaron.
Now, Dave, before we talk about a big game, postseason football tonight against Key, last week you guys took on a Bishop Garrigan, 53-14 victory. And going into the game, and I just want to make sure I'm correct on this, you had a win to guarantee yourself a playoff spot. If you would have lost, was there still a chance to get in? What was the ramifications going into that matchup last week?
Yeah, basically the winner of the Garrigan game would have been guaranteed a playoff spot. There would have been just two other at-large spots in the whole state based on a point system, 17-point system they have for the state. I think we would have been in the mix if we would have lost, but I'm not sure that we would have made it. Don't really know, and I guess it really doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Definitely, your team took care of business like you needed to, almost like a playoff game of last week, and you guys got out to a fast start, 29-0 after the first quarter. Dave, talk about that first quarter, because obviously, again, you knew what was on the line, your team knew what was on the line, and you guys got off to an extremely fast start. Talk about the first quarter.
Yeah, they helped us out a little right away. They fumbled, I think, first play from scrimmage, and we got the ball pretty deep in their territory and, put it in a couple plays. And, defensively, we were able to get stops early and got things rolling. When you get stops in this game and, get the ball on a shorter field, you got pretty good opportunities to get it in the end zone.
Yeah, your team had a big game on the ground, 362 yards rushing. The rushing attack was working. Let's talk about Tyler Mills. He had a big game, 233 yards rushing, 4 touchdowns for the senior. Obviously, a Bishop Garrigan had no answer trying to stop him.
Yeah, Tyler, we lost him for a few games this year with an injury, and he's come back the last couple of weeks and really been a spark for us. He's a good football player, but he plays the game hard all the time. He's got one gear and he's physical, and I think that rubs off on the rest of the kids.
Victory again for Northwood Kensett, 53-14 win against Bishop Garrigan, clinching a spot into the estate playoffs, which begin tonight. Again, Dave Capitani, the head coach of Northwood Kensett, with us here on Kate, and let's talk about the postseason. And just to refresh my memory, how many teams make it in 8-man football? How big is the state playoff field?
32.
32 teams, okay.
Yeah.
So did some teams get an opening round bye? Is that how it works?
No, there's...
That would go 16.
16 games tonight. We have 10 districts in the state, and I think there's... approximately 7 teams in every district, so 30 came out of that, and then they had the 2 at-large bids to fill out the bracket.
Well, tonight you guys get the Key Hawks on the road. Key is 7-1 on the season, and Dave, give us a preview. What do you know about tonight's opponent in a big state playoff game?
Just basically what we've seen on film. They're a very athletic group of kids. They're a senior-dominated team like we are. Most of their skill kids have been, starting for probably this is their third year. And so they're a very experienced team, quarterback that's, really talented, big arm. You can throw the ball from, anywhere, running left, right, real dangerous, and obviously we need to try to keep him in check the best that we can, but they're a very, very solid football team. They lost last week for the district title to one of the top ranked teams in the state in a I think it was a 50-44 game, so it was a back and forth game. So it's going to be a definite challenge, but I know our kids are looking forward to it.
Now, Dave, when it comes to keys to the game, talk about what your team has to do tonight to go on the road and win. And like you mentioned, when you're playing a team that you only see them on film, I'm assuming tonight, and probably like most games, it's more worrying about what you guys have to get done compared to what they're going to do.
Yeah, we can only control what we can do. And, you know, our preparation, hopefully our kids are well prepared. We've, you know, sure tried to get them there. You know, and it's, you know, following our game plan. You know, I think, you know, on defense, we need to, you know, keep them from the big play. You know, force them to drive the football. You know, we're always a stop run first team, and they're a good running team, even though they, you know, have a very, you know, they're a very good passing team when they need to. So I think, you know, that's our key. You know, in eight man football, sometimes it's, you know, you can get a couple stops. You know, that might be the difference. You know, offensively, we need to be able to obviously continue to move the football and score points. We've been pretty good offensively the last few weeks, and you know, that's kind of what it comes down to.
Dave Campitani, head coach of Northwood Kensett again. State playoff game tonight at Key. And looking on the map, Dave, offhand, you know how far a drive it is for you guys? Looks like a little bit of a road trip here for the first round of the state playoffs.
Yeah, it's probably about 2.5 hours.
Okay.
We've been there twice before. You know, and this year in our district, we've had, you know, went to Harris Lake Park, which was, you know, probably about the same distance. So, Fort Dodge, which was a, you know, close to a 2-hour trip. We're used to being up here on the border. We're pretty used to taking some long trips. So,
you mentioned a couple of trips to a Key. Do you remember offhand what is the history with your program in them?
I think we played them just 3 times. Once in the playoffs at their place. And then they were a crossover game for us for 2 years. And it's all been in the last 10 years. But
okay.
We won all 3 games. They were all pretty close. I know that. I know one was 14-6 over there, the playoff game. I don't remember exactly what it ended up. And they came here once. And, you know, I think we scored late to kind of put it away by maybe, you know, 10 or 12 points. But they were all very competitive games. You know, they like to run the ball too. And, but I said they do have that capability to throw. They got a couple of really good receivers and, like I said, a very dangerous quarterback. So, you know, it should be a pretty exciting game.
Dave Campitani, the head coach of Northwood Kensett football. And to remind fans that are going to the game, did I see you have to purchase your tickets online at the Iowa High School Association website? I'm assuming then no tickets available at the gate?
That is true.
So if you are going to the game, just a reminder, go to that website to purchase your tickets for tonight's state playoff game. Again, Dave Campitani, head coach of the Vikings, joining us here on KATE. Dave, thank you so much for the time, and good luck tonight, and we always appreciate the time.
All right, well, thank you, Aaron.